You're listening to the F.C. Tucker Bloomington Realtors House to Home Show on WGCL, proudly sponsored by Menards on Liberty Drive in Bloomington and Panama Property Service. Make one call for your home improvement needs. Call Panama Property Service, PPS, at 812-369-9696. And now, your hosts, Nancy Baldwin and Brian Thompson.
Hello and welcome to House to Home. I'm Nancy Baldwin with HFI Mechanical and Building Solutions. And my co-host is Brian Thompson with FC Tucker Bloomington Realtors. Hello.
Hello there.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
Congratulations. You're an award winner.
I did. I won an award. It's kind of cool.
You were gone for a couple weeks.
I know.
Yeah.
Thanks.
It's okay. You won a cool award.
It was. We'll have to talk about it one day.
Yeah, some great humanitarian or something. I don't know. You're always doing stuff in the community. Well, our guest today is Kathy Stout with Stout Healthcare Solutions. Welcome, Kathy.
Welcome.
Hi.
And she's a newbie, so
I
think she's a little nervous.
Her, right?
Yeah, we probably shouldn't haze her. She looks a little nervous. So, Kathy, tell us a little bit about Stout Healthcare. I'm tongue-tied. Stout Healthcare Solutions. What is it?
Actually, I'm an independent insurance agent,
mm-hmm.
but I'm actually contracted with Healthcare Solutions team, which is out of Chicago.
Okay.
And through that, I'm actually licensed to sell insurance for all the major carriers. So Anthem, Blue Cross, Blue Shield, United, Humana.
Mm-hmm.
Aetna, Coventry, and lots of smaller insurance companies. And so we sell health insurance, mm-hmm. so major medical, short-term medical, disability insurance, mm-hmm. Critical illness, cancer insurance, a real wide variety of different types of insurance.
So people would come to you if they're not already covered by a work insurance, mm-hmm. or why would people want to come to you versus?
So many people now, because a lot of the companies aren't providing benefits mm-hmm. that include health insurance, many people have to find out about the insurance themselves and figure out which plan would be best for them, mm-hmm. the cost, all of that sort of thing. What we do, because we don't work for just one company, mm-hmm. our goal is we try to help the client be able to get the best deal mm-hmm. for the best price for them. So we're really not pushing one insurance company over another, because that's not our goal. Our goal is to help the client get coverage mm-hmm. within their budget mm-hmm. and within what they're wanting, you know, to be able to cover. So that's really been helpful for the clients, because so many of them that didn't really have a choice before,
right,
with their insurance, mm-hmm. you know, now all of a sudden they have to pick and choose what to do with it. So that's why that's when people are calling. A lot of our people that we get for clients are actually off the internet.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, they're probably Googling healthcare insurance.
Yes.
I would have never thought that. I've been lucky enough to be covered via my companies wherever
right.
I've worked. So
I will tell you, as someone who is not, it's a daunting task to just think, oh my gosh, I have to have health insurance.
Yes.
And just where do you start?
Yes.
Google.
I wouldn't have thought that.
Find Stout health insurance, yeah.
Yeah, more and more people are really going to that, just because of the time factor. Mm-hmm. You know, it's really hard to carve out time to be able to meet with somebody and try to go through everything. So a lot of what I do is when I talk with them, I'll send them the information that they're requesting, mm-hmm. kind of give them an idea what's out there, and then, you know, contact them back and we go through what they would like to do with their insurance.
Mm-hmm.
So it has been really helpful, I think, for both sides, client and insurance agents.
It seems like it. I mean, and people can, I assume, coming to someone like you, rather than going straight to one of the carriers,
mm-hmm.
they can compare,
yes,
yeah.
you know, apples to apples mm-hmm. against, you know, the different carriers, because they are all going to be a little bit different. Otherwise, we just have one.
Right. And they are. They're very similar in ways, but there's also some differences. And sometimes that's not a factor for the client,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it is.
Sure.
So letting them be able to sit there and be able to compare the differences of the different companies and what they're looking for is really helpful.
So tell me about the impact that the new laws have created with having to have insurance, I guess, is the best way to say it. Is this Obamacare? Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Where some people are being penalized. At this time of year especially, people are filing their taxes.
Right, yeah.
And there's a little box, I guess, on there now that says I'm covered or I'm not covered, or and they have to prove that they are, I guess. So tell me how that's impacted what you do.
Well, it does impact because people are a little bit panicked because they're thinking they're going to have to pay these penalties. Right now, the penalties are low enough that it doesn't bother many people because they say, well, I'd rather pay the penalty than have to pay a premium of
every month.
X amount.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. The penalty doesn't override the amount that they would have to pay. It would be more to pay every month. Is that what?
Yes,
it is coming
maybe.
To.
Sure.
So it might be $100 a month that you have to pay for your insurance.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're relatively healthy, it's probably okay to pay that penalty. But it's probably when you're not.
Exactly.
Or you become not so healthy.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because, you know, you can get like a short-term medical plan.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't fall within meeting all of the standards for Obamacare.
Okay.
So you have to meet a certain criteria. So short-term medical plans fall out of that.
Hmm.
And so a lot of younger people, because the price is so much better and the coverage isn't too bad for what they would get into as far as needing health insurance,
mm-hmm.
a lot of younger people opt for the short-term medical plans, even though they know that when it gets to tax season,
mm-hmm.
we'll have to pay a penalty. And right now the penalty, I think for 2015, individual was $325. Child was $162.50. So
per child,
right?
So and you could you I think it's $695 would max out. Now next year, the penalty is $695 for the individual.
Mm.
So for 2016, so if you don't have insurance now for 2016,
yes,
double basically.
Yeah, yeah, it could be per individual. You said
per individual,
children included.
The children will always be less than that,
okay.
But it is going to be, yeah, it
more.
Will go up. Mm-hmm. It's just, you know, and that was the way the Obamacare was set up. That was the idea of trying to get everybody to get insurance,
mm-hmm.
you know, so that tried to get them to focus on, you're going to be penalized if you don't have health insurance.
Right, right. Mm-hmm.
So here's what we're going to tell you. You know, if you don't have it the first year, the second year, so it's gone up every year.
Okay. I'm curious as to what qualifies as a short-term health care plan. I mean, what would be the difference if I was interested in a short-term? The time frame-wise, what makes it short-term?
It's different in different states.
Okay.
Okay. In the state of Indiana, you can have a short-term medical plan with a company for 6 months.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you could probably get another short-term medical plan, which is what some people mm-hmm. opt to do beyond that, but it would be with a different company.
Okay,
so
got it.
The company can't set one up just for the full year in the state of Indiana.
Okay.
Now, there are states where you can do one for a full, you know, the full year.
Mm-hmm.
So Indiana's a little bit different with that.
Okay, interesting. I'm just wondering why a person would want, if you're going to take out health care insurance, why wouldn't you take it out for a year? I guess maybe if you only plan on being here for a short time, maybe, or it's an interim period, maybe?
It's an interim period.
Okay.
That's what it was set up really for.
Okay.
Just so that, you know, people that fell out of, you know, they left a company.
I was going to say changed jobs, maybe.
Sure.
Yes.
Or,
yeah, or lost their insurance. Their company decided not to provide insurance anymore.
Okay.
And those are like those qualifying events that also can allow you to get back into the major medical plans
mm-hmm.
throughout the year.
Okay.
Because our open enrollment just closed January 31st.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So now everybody's locked in to what they have for their major medical plans, unless they have a qualifying event.
Okay.
And then if they have a qualifying event,
mm-hmm.
Marriage, birth of a baby, divorce, lose their job, lose their insurance,
okay.
then they can go into the major medical plans.
Okay. That makes sense then.
It does.
Wow, so simple.
I know. I am really glad she is here.
I know, I know.
Because I am learning a lot more than I probably ever thought I needed to know. Wow. Well, we're going to be right back with Kathy Stout from Stout Healthcare Solutions.